Jimmy, I'll tell you one thing, though. I'm not doing anything unless I get a bottle of liquor in front of me. I don't care what happens.
It's not illegal. It's frowned upon, like masturbating on an airplane.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal, too.
Yeah, man, we're going to get a drink on, we're going to party and get crunk and rock out, dude.
It's all about connections.
It's such about cock and ass and pits and butthole pleasures.
It's not about butthole pleasures at all.
Pity. He would have made an excellent child molester.
I ain't got time to breathe.
That's what she said!
Earmuffs. They can say fuck, shit, bitch, whatever you want.
Cock, balls.
That's what she
said. Get your hands off it! I paid for a lady, not fucking Corey and Trevor!
Oh, I ain't baiting.
Did you say get gay?
I got a booty.
And I pissed in my pants.
Got a fucking dart in your neck.
And I'm hammered drunk.
Oh, god damn it!
I think that pretty much sums it up.
And welcome to another edition of Let the Liquor Do the Talking. My name is Cody.
Anybody want the dick sucked?
I'm Joel.
That bitch is warm.
And this is the May Memorial Day / Smell Like Shit Sunday edition of LTLDTT. What up, Joel?
Hell yeah. Memorial Day weekend, buddy.
Yeah, we're recording this on a Sunday, the aforementioned Smell Like Shit Sunday. For those of you that typically don't really shower on Sundays, I know I fall into that category. Don't really have much going on, just kind of hanging out, getting drunk, making ribs.
I'm making ribs too, bud. Yeah, it's a good weekend to remember stuff. Like my buddy Rob.
Yeah, I always remember Rob sometimes.
I guess remember Mac? I don't know.
Yeah. One of my cousins, he was in the military and got shot and stuff, so I remember that guy.
Hell yeah,
I posted on my Facebook. I thought if you're not fucking grilling some kind of pork product this weekend, you might be a terrorist. Probably be locked up. The government should just round up people that aren't firing up their slow cookers or grills this weekend.
Or a Jew.
Well, we should round them up.
I don't think Mitch is slow cooking anything.
That's true. I don't know. They do like beef brisket though, right?
They do like turkey barbecue ribs. And turkey
tibs.
Turkey pulled pork.
Yeah, I think I've seen that in like the health food section, the tibs. All right, bud, let's get into this. What are you drinking today?
I got a smorgasbord of liquor here. We're starting out with the tried and true Bud Light, which is almost gone. In fact, is gone. And then I hopped on some summer ale from the company that makes like the two-hearted ale, Oberon.
Yeah.
So that stuff's good.
Yeah, and Bell's then, Brewing Company. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. And then for the liquor, I made a drink. It's vodka, purple Gatorade, lime juice, and like a little drop of hot sauce. I call it El Fuente Fucky. That's pretty nasty.
I think the translation for that in English is the Fuckyator.
Yeah.
A good Russell Crowe vehicle.
Are you not entertained?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So that's what I'm drinking. How about you over here, bud?
I got the tried and true BL. And then there's this company called Anchor Steam Beering in San Francisco. And they had a really good Christmas ale, and their normal beer is good. And I tried their Saison. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's like Saison. And it's like a summer ale. It's not that good. I don't recommend it.
Hell yeah.
And then I got a mixed drink called Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. And I mixed that with the bottle. I was drinking it straight out of the bottle. It's pretty good.
Man, that does sound good. It's kind of like that old Nelson drink I invented a few years back.
Yeah, well, the thing about this is, like, the glass bottle of the Fireball really, really brings out the full big red flavor of the cinnamon whiskey.
Yeah, I guess Admiral Nelson is kind of tough to find in a glass bottle. Just plastic on the bottom shelf.
Yeah, that's how they get you with the Captain Morgan. You're paying for all that glass.
Yeah.
Well, we got some stuff to talk about today. We've got the whole month of May behind us. Stuff that we probably could have talked about last month. But anyway, Donald Sterling and that whole situation. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we also have a new game to unveil called Black Lady or Prescription Drug. So we're going to get Donald Sterling on the phone, hopefully, if we can have our producer Mojo line him up on the phone. And then we also want to talk about the Browns draft, Johnny Football Mania.
You are a factory of sadness!
And maybe talk about not necessarily the World Cup, because we don't really condone soccer here, but mostly just want to bag on how shitty Brazil is. And, spoiler alert, we're going to get you a new edition of Great Moment in a Country's History. And finally, maybe get into... Do we have more of that? Oh.
Maybe we might talk about Kim West and Kanye Kardashian.
Yeah. Kanye or Kimye or whatever.
Yes. Whatever. Fucking rapper sex tape.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll have enough time. And we'll probably... drop another a country hit from our album, so look forward to that too. So I'd say we just jump into the news that really got Cleveland back on the map. The Browns drafted Texas A&M star Johnny Mother Effin' Football.
And I guess you could say that Hollywood mania is running wild, brother.
Yeah, I gotta admit, going into the draft, I wasn't too pumped about him because he's like, he's not that tall, he's probably going to get hurt, and he could suck ass, but man, everybody's talking about Cleveland now, it's awesome.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I was like, best case scenario, Michael Vick, and what the fuck has Michael Vick done for anyone?
He went to jail, that helped out the Eagles at one point.
Yeah, really paid his debt to society, really fucked over some dogs, but yeah, I agree, I really wanted Blake Bortles. I think he's going to be awesome, but the Johnny Manziel celebrity factor is so off the charts, it's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I wore a Browns shirt around California, and for the first time ever, I had people going, oh shit, you guys got Johnny Football? And then I start doing the money thing with my hands and walking backwards like an asshole and stuff. It's awesome. I love it.
I haven't done the money thing yet. Nobody's really asked me about my Brown shirts, though.
Yeah.
Probably because they're fucking dickhead fans.
And so, the Browns are, they're standing firm with the fact that Brian Hoyer is going to be the starter, but I would argue that there's no fucking way on the planet that happens. There's no way you can deprive us of Johnny Football Mania.
Yeah, people will start walking out if football doesn't start soon.
Yeah, but in true Johnny Football form, last night was, if you're listening to this now, a week ago, there was a UFC fight, and it's Memorial Weekend, so Vegas is just fucking nuts right now. Everybody's there. And Johnny Football went to the UFC fight, and there's pictures of him there. And then I saw on TMZ a video of him doing champagne showers in the crowd of the nightclub in Vegas. Didn't you see something with another picture of him somewhere?
Yeah, I saw him hanging out with Rob Gronkowski.
The Gronk.
And I don't think there's any more explanation needed than that.
Yeah, so...
So he's definitely still doing his Johnny Football thing. When he does his press conference saying, I'm learning the playbook, I've studied every night.
Yeah, I'm just a regular guy, I'm just one of the guys.
I wish you weren't a liar.
No, he's not.
No, he's awesome. Yeah, so... It's great. It's great to have a celebrity on the team. There was a funny post from somebody that tweeted a photo of Gronkowski at the pool or whatever, and it just said, it was like him without his shirt off, and with his shirt off, and it said, when Gronk goes to Vegas, he doesn't even pack shirts.
Hell yeah. Gronkowski's a notorious partier, so he's awesome.
Yeah, Gronk's a total bro.
Shaka, awesome. Bro.
He's a total bra.
Bra.
So is Manziel, seems to be kind of a bra too, but fuck yeah.
Yeah,
go Johnny Football.
Yeah, and I think that sort of leads us into the other world of football, spelled with a F and a U and a T, football. The World Cup is coming up next month, and this year they're having it in Brazil, because Brazil's, I don't know, always the best soccer team, right? Is that pretty standard to say?
Yeah, they're definitely the best soccer team every year. They've put out like five or six different Ronaldos.
There's like a Ronaldo, Ronaldinho, Ronaldinho. They just keep adding on letters to Ronaldo to try and change it up so they can tell each other apart.
Hell yeah.
But we didn't really want to talk about soccer because that's stupid and lame. But we did want to talk about how shitty Brazil is. Apparently, there's been all sorts of stories coming out about how dangerous of a country it is. Apparently, there's thousands of muggings every single month. There was a thing released about tourists going for the World Cup that says, if you get mugged, give up your stuff and don't scream or put up a fight because you will get shot. So it's just hand it over and then you'll be cool.
Jesus, I didn't hear about that. I heard about the fucking mud coming up from the trash coming up from the ocean.
Oh, is that a thing too?
That's a thing, yeah. Yeah, they definitely have like feces and shit in like the surrounding waters.
Man, if soccer wasn't shitty enough, now there's feces on the field.
Yeah, don't quote me on that, but quote me on it. There's shit. Joel Pena
says feces on all soccer fields for World Cup.
Yeah, they're really fucking pitching up a good pitch over there.
Yeah, and so there's the make sure you don't put up a fight when you get mugged. Then there was they also say you're going to want to bring extra wallets and extra phones. They want you to get like a burner, like from The Wire. So when you do get mugged, you can hand over basically an empty wallet and a shitty phone and keep your cell phone and money like in your sock.
God damn.
So there's that. Shogun Hua. I think it's spelled R-U-A, but it's pronounced Hua.
She was a Hua.
He's like a badass MMA fighter. Have you ever heard of him, Joel?
No, but go on.
Okay. Yes, but still. He got his car like pulled over, and four dudes with rifles pulled him out, took all of his clothes, and robbed him and said, like, we know who you are. Don't try and fight us. We'll shoot you. So, like, the baddest dude from the country, a huge celebrity in Brazil, is not immune to getting his shit taken. And for some reason, they took his pants, buddy.
That sounds fucking greasy.
Yeah, I don't know why they would take his pants. Is it so, like, he's too embarrassed to chase after him or something?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they were nice fucking pants.
Fucking sweet pants.
Maybe they wanted to make sure he wasn't hiding shit up his ass crack, like alcohol. Yeah.
Or maybe he had some, like, sick Ed Hardy jeans.
Yeah, some nice slits in the goddamn legs.
They're totally bros in Brazil. So, anyway, Brazil's a pile of shit. The best thing to ever come out of Brazil is Fast Five.
Well, here's the thing about that. They did most of the filming in Puerto Rico.
This is Brazil!
I guess Brazil's so shitty is when they would try to like do like the overhead shots of the Jesus statue, like the pilot said, we can't go this far over because we'll get shot down with a goddamn RPG missile. So they couldn't even film movies there because they'll just get shot and killed.
So you're saying it wasn't from Brazil?
No, most of it was from Puerto Rico and Atlanta.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, but still, it was a great country.
Yeah, so, anyway, what was that? Was that a Fast Five movie review? We give it 2 thumbs up and 5 stars. So
I give it 12 stars out of a 10-star scale.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, that movie's awesome. Fuckiator. All right, so let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with a little more Let the Liquor Do the Talking. And now, a great moment in Brazil's history. Hey, bro, you like soccer?
Oh, I love soccer.
Me too. Now give me all your money. This is a stick-up.
Oh, here you go. Here's my wallet. I don't want any trouble.
Give me that thing. Oh, looks like here, what does it say? Oh, your name's Ronaldo? That's weird. So is my name.
I don't want no trouble, but I'll see you at soccer practice.
And that concludes a great moment in Brazil's history. And we're back with a little more Let the Liquor Do the Talking. Joel, we've got a new sponsor on board. It's very exciting. So far, our only sponsors, Uncle Steve and Burton Enterprises.
Yeah.
And now we've got... What's that, Joel?
I was going to say, a little greasy sponsorship, but yeah.
Yeah, but now we've got a legitimate sponsorship. I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with the Now albums, popular pop music, all the best hits of the year put onto an album. I think they're up to like 75 at this point.
Definitely.
But they're on board as a new sponsor, so we wanted to go ahead and play a little bit from them and see what you guys think. Go ahead and support the podcast.
If you like Now 1 through 75, you're going to love the newest album from the Now Corporation, Now Texas. With hit songs like Halfway to Texas and Whiskey and Tools.
Whiskey and Tools is all I need. Brand new hammer and I'll succeed. Whiskey and Tools. School is for fools. And if you like that, there's other hits like Can't Afford a Ford and The Best Part of Waking Up is My Truck.
Best part of waking up is my truck. I like my coffee black and my women white. No cream for me, but plenty whiskey in sight. I ain't no city boy painting on an easel, but I'm going down in my truck on the back road burning diesel. Best part of waking up is my truck.
So you can buy Now Texas on iTunes for like $25.99. All right, so welcome back to LTLDTT. Go out and buy the album.
Yeah, check that out. I think I'm going to take a swig of Fireball whiskey for the drinking man out there after hearing about all those good-ass songs.
I'm going to drink a El Fuckio, or whatever I said earlier today.
I think you call it the fucky here. Yeah, I think I'm just going to sip on this bottle the rest of the pod. Fuck that Bud Light.
All right, go buy that CD. We want to get back into the podcast. A big thing going on this last month is Donald Sterling, the owner of the Clippers, who's being ousted for saying racist stuff about black people. He was essentially recorded in his home talking about how he doesn't like black people, or essentially how he doesn't like his girlfriend being filmed with black people. It's kind of It's kind of sketchy, but he's kind of an asshole.
We don't really want to take sides, being that we're like a huge conglomerate corporation, and we don't want to lose any sponsorship, especially the whiskey and good folks at Whiskey and Tools and Now Texas.
Especially Uncle Steve, too.
Especially Uncle Steve, but basically the guy... I mean, in all honesty, he got trapped by his crazy trophy girlfriend, mistress chick, to say some crazy shit about black people. Obviously, he is a racist person.
That bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people.
But she, if you listen to the audio, she's like, I wanted to remove all the people from my Instagram that were black, of course.
If it makes you happy, I will remove all of the black people from my Instagram.
And then he's like, yeah, I wanted you to remove those. But he's basically just like a fucking crazy senile old guy that has this hot young girlfriend that he's kind of just jealous of the people she brings to games with him and stuff, which makes a ton of sense. And then she kind of baited him into saying all this stuff on a recording.
Go away, baiting!
And obviously she knew it was being recorded. He didn't, so... I don't know. I can't imagine the things that would come up if someone recorded me all the time. It'd be a fucking disaster.
Yeah, I'd be kicked off this podcast by Cody in no time.
Yeah, it'd be a lot like this podcast. A fucking disaster.
I'd kick you off in no time, Cody, if I got those tapes.
Yeah, I wouldn't be allowed to own this thing anymore. Dang it.
Hell yeah.
But, so that's been the big hubbub, like, the last month, and the Clippers, they were, like, turning their jerseys inside out, and, you know, everyone gets on their fucking high black horse and talks a bunch of shit on him, and it's fine. He should probably get kicked out. Everyone thinks he's like a general asshole anyway, so I'm fine with all that. But we've
don't get us wrong. We don't think he's right, but he kind of got fuckio'd.
Right, yeah. Yes, he's a crazy old racist asshole guy, but the other side of it is, yes, she's a gold-digging fucking whore extortionist, basically, that did something illegal to entrap him, but...
I'm Mr. Sterling's right-hand arm. Man.
But we figured we wanted to give Donald Sterling a chance to sort of prove that, you know, he's got some redeeming qualities. So we wanted to get him on the phone, so I had my dog Mojo, our producer, line him up on the phone, and I think we've got him now. Let's go to line two. Donald, are you there?
Yes. Well, I remember some of the dialogue in a living room.
How do you feel about being on Let the Liquor Do the Talking podcast?
I never dreamt that this could happen.
That good, huh?
It's a terrible, terrible nightmare.
Oh. All right, Donald, well, we're going to give you a chance to redeem your name here. We're going to play a new game called Is It a Black Lady Name or Is It a Drug? And this will give you a real chance to tell people much you know about the African-American culture.
And just so the listeners know, this is a game suggested by one of our most favorite listeners. Might be number one fan now that I'm no longer having sex with that one crazy chick that pooped in a bucket. Davey.
Oh, all right.
Old Dr. Knackles. He suggested this game. And just so you don't think we're making stuff up, these are actual prescription drugs that we're using or actual black people names. We're not just making them up whole cloth. So let's go ahead and see what Donald knows.
An 80-year-old man is kind of foolish, and I'm kind of foolish.
All right, Donald. So the first name is Delzine.
All right, Donald. Is Delzine a black lady or a prescription drug?
Yeah, drugs.
Ooh, I'm sorry. That was actually a black lady's name.
I can't explain some of the stupid, foolish, uneducated words that I uttered. I'm not a racist, and I've never been a racist.
All right, Donald, next one up. Is this a black lady or a prescription drug? Pristique.
She is a beautiful person.
Oh, maybe you don't know that woman's name. It's actually a drug.
Don't bring them to the game. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm hurt. It doesn't matter.
All right, so far you're 0 for 2, Donald. Let's see if we get you back on track here. Is this a drug or a black lady? It is Latuda. Latuda.
No, I don't trust her. And I just wish I could ask her, why? Well, there's 25% of my whole game are black people.
Oh, again, wrong again. I'm starting to see what Magic Johnson has against you. That was actually a prescription drug.
He made love to every girl in every city in America, and he had AIDS. And when he had those AIDS...
No, he doesn't have AIDS.
Well, yeah, he does, but not that big of a deal.
All right. The next one here is... Lialda, black lady or prescription jug?
Don't bring blacks to my game.
No, that is actually a drug.
Wrong again!
I don't understand why in the world I said any of those stupid, uneducated remarks.
All right, come on, though. I know you. I think you can get this one. This one's pretty clear cut. Black lady or a drug? Zipporah.
Yeah, drugs.
And sir, you are wrong again. That was an actual black lady's name. Someone's parents put that on a birth certificate. Zipporah.
She didn't need this. Her whole life blew up.
Looks like you lost, buddy.
I don't think so.
Joel, we got to do Tanganyika. All right, Donald. We've got one more for you. If you can get this one right, I think you're really going to change some people's minds.
I'm not a racist.
So come on, really focus here. I know you're a little older, but really focus. Black lady or prescription medication, Tanganyika.
Yeah, drugs.
Well, unfortunately, you are wrong again, sir.
It is not so a pain wrong. Reliever. That is Tanganyika.
Yes.
I don't even know how I could say words like that.
Well, Donald, thanks for being on. You've really proven yourself to be the man everyone thinks you are. Total racist, crazy, senile asshole.
Kind of a dick. But
you know what? And I think you're more of a racist than I am.
How
because
so?
I'm not a racist.
Thanks for playing another round of Black Lady or Prescription Medication.
The first round? Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was. All right, boys and girls. If that isn't a podcast, I don't know what is. We were going to talk about the Kanye Kimye Kardashian wedding, but they're
already,
assholes and they don't even deserve it.
40 minutes where we got to cut this off.
Yep. So thanks for listening. Go ahead and follow Joel at BarryTheBear1. Follow me at The Liquor Talks or find us on Facebag. And as always,
go away, Baton.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Later, guys.
Peace.
And that's it for today's show. Make sure you tune in next week for another riveting episode of Let the Liquor Do the Talking with Joel and Cody. Pace.
Oh, goddamn it.
Get to the chopper!
I think that pretty much sums it up.